There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News. For more than a week, a Chicago hospital has been struggling with the effects of a cyber attack.
Since last Wednesday, Lurie Children's Hospital's phones and computers have been offline, patients' medical records inaccessible. Experts warn it could take weeks to get the hospital systems back up and running. The FBI is now investigating the attack, which has forced the hospital to cancel some procedures and elective surgeries.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Hospitals have been frequent targets of cyber criminals recently. A new report from federal officials now says Chinese hackers have been lurking inside critical American networks for at least 5 years. The worry they could be ready to launch attacks on infrastructure if there's a conflict between the U.S. and China. And Ford may be dialing back some of the technology in its cars. It now says it may discontinue the auto park feature where the car can parallel park on its own. It turns out not many people use it, preferring to take the wheel and parallel park themselves. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. They're getting 49% each among registered voters in a head-to-head matchup. Trump has a one-point lead among likely voters. Trump's lead gets wider when pollsters ask about a five-way race with third-party candidates. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths of Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses. He says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, February 8th, it's Phillips hosting Marathon for Girls Basketball. Coming to you at 7 p.m. on 103.1, brought to you by Jeff Hakenin. Then, Friday, February 9th, once again at 7 p.m., it's Phillips hosting Marathon for Boys Basketball. This will be brought to you by Jeff Hakenin once again on 103.1. Tune in to hear it all.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix, 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he says, one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
That she's ever seen memorized. hits and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little.
Country.com.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Bound. that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait.
This will be our last crazy warm day for February. Temperatures will still linger around 30 for another week or so for high temps, but 48 is our forecasted high today. Clouds will be hanging a little bit low. The wind will pick up a little bit out of the south, well, actually quite a bit, southeast wind at 15 to 30. So just a cloudy, breezy day, a little bit of light rain here and there, maybe even a rumble of thunder, they're telling us, on February the 8th. A rumble. What's going on out there? And we're going to see some more precipitation kind of linger in the air tomorrow and tomorrow night. And some of that could be in the form of some light snow. Not expecting a lot of snow, but there is probably going to be something falling during the day tomorrow and kind of tapering off as we get into tomorrow night. The weekend highs should be right around 30. And precipitation chances after that this weekend probably not going to be around for at least four or five more days. We have the news and sports twice an hour to get you updated here in the morning show. So let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectations that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. That was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Wilfert says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Terry Bell, 7 Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from 7 Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan, 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Taryn Spacek, the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips, is running an automatic car wash special. Get $3 off the ultimate car wash through February. The new soaps and polishes at Spacek's Car Wash are awesome for restoring your vehicle's shine. New features coming soon will include a credit card option for all bays. Thank you for doing business locally. Spacek's Car Wash. The road to clean starts there. Highway 13 in Phillips.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Here I go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
'98 Q Country.
online at 98QCountry.com. Country.
Stapleton and Carly Pierce, and we don't even fight anymore. 98Q on our way to 48, cloudy and drizzly here and there today, and windy too. That wind going to be 15 to 30 miles an hour today, and going to be blowing out of the south to southeast. A little bit cooler as we get into the weekend. Temperatures not still well above the normal for this time of the year, but we've had mid-upper 40s here for a while. So low 30s will seem cool starting tomorrow, and temperatures will linger 30 or a few degrees above right through next Wednesday and Thursday. And the mild, wimpy winter weather continues. 36 is what we're waking up to. And don't be surprised if you see a little bit of light rain on the windshield. Should just be wet. Should not have any ice problems, we hope, here this morning. Always be on the alert, though. Bader Sports Center, great place to stop by when you need the stuff to keep you warm and stylish, too. All the Stormy Cromer apparel for your whole family. They've got them right there, and they can be found at Bader Sports Center. They're located at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save, fourth generation family, Bader Sports Center. All the news and sports, we'll get you the update coming up at 7 o'clock.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by United Pride Dairy of Phillips. We produce wholesome milk that is made into mozzarella cheese by Foremost Farms USA in Milan, Wisconsin.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler, with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
So I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Nate Smith. He set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
98Q Country.
Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind.
Maybe even 51, our meteorologist was suggesting there. A mild day, but cloudy and a bit wet and a bit windy. Those winds south-southeast at 15 to 30. Cooler weather for the weekend. Maybe a little bit of snow tomorrow into tomorrow night. And if we get an inch or two, it'll be a surprise. So just a scathing of snow for us tomorrow. Should end by later tomorrow night. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this day moving. Focus on the Family for this Thursday, the 8th of February, is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
There's a humorous video on social media that highlights a common marriage stereotype. It begins with a young woman accepting a surprise marriage proposal. The moment she says yes, the footage switches to clips of her toiling away in domestic drudgery. One moment, she's enraptured by the beauty and romance of marriage. The next, she's buried beneath dishes, laundry, and buckets of soapy water. Negative stereotypes about marriage don't end there. Some refer to marriage as a life sentence, for example, or their spouse as a ball and chain. Given these sour perspectives, you'd think marriage was the best way to become miserable and unhappy. But studies show that men and women are most likely to feel happy when they get married and have children. That's right. The General Social Survey is one of the most influential national studies in the social sciences. It monitors beliefs, attitudes, and social trends within the United States. According to their research, married men and women with children report feeling happy twice as often as unmarried men and women, and three times as often as single parents. Obviously, many single men and women live happy, fulfilled lives. Marriage is no guarantee for happiness, but the data is clear. Generally speaking, the most certain path toward happiness for both men and women is getting married, staying married, and raising a family. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The world.
words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H-Test versus API SP test limits.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.